can hold my own. I can hold my own. Well, I hate you bitches are so against me. You just don't like a bad bitch in your corner. Welcome to this week's edition of Bow Talk Real Talk. We are your hosts, Henny and Emily.
Hi, Henny.
Hi, Emily. How you doing?
I'm doing very well.
All right. What's going on? What's going on with you?
I was thinking about like friendships, right? And you know, there's a lot of things that can take a derail of friendships.
I see you're looking at me sideways.
I'm quite looking at you particularly. Yeah. I was thinking, if I was able to commit a crime, right? And I'm like, who would I not want around me? Mm. And I'm definitely looking at somebody right now.
I feel like you're looking wrong. Like, you need to take your eyes and cross-eye it. Because it is not me.
I feel like Henny is not the type of person I wouldn't want around me to commit a crime. She gets easily stressed out. And then if you back her up against the wall, Henny gon' fucking snitch on you. You look like the type to take a plea deal.
No, I won't.
You ain't got no right to die.
No, I won't. I am a ride or die till I die. I feel like you guys have only seen a certain part of me. Okay, you never explored the deep in me. Have you ever really gotten to know me as well as you say you do? Have you ever really seen what's inside my body?
Yeah, a snitch. You gonna snitch on us. Those cops asked a little detailed question.
I'm very, very, very good. I watch my fair share of cop shows. I know exactly what they would ask, and I know how to derail the situation. I just feel like you don't have interest in me, and you don't trust me. And you know what? I don't trust you.
Wait a minute. First of all, you're not gonna speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Whoa.
You say that I am the one who's more likely to snitch, and I think that would be you.
I can never take a plea deal. I can never take a plea deal.
Yes, I can see you take a plea deal.
I'm a real nigga.
Until
sweet,
she sees
my heart, chest, hard.
Until you see a sentence and you go, sentence. Officer, I got something to say. That's you. Okay, no, you're putting a lot of weight toward
me. See, look at you. Right,
I'm angry
now.
Because you were telling all of our listeners here that I'm a snitch. I am not. I have no snitch capabilities whatsoever. Henny doesn't even, the name Henny and snitch. No, but Emily. The bitch snitch? Yes! See, Henny, y'all getting it? Emily has an accent at the end of her name. The accent...
Go on.
The accent has if you really, really zoom into her name when you're writing her name, the accent has a clause into it that says, try me, I'll snitch.
You sound like a YouTube Illuminati video right now.
Yeah, if a conspiracy theorist really looks deep inside Emily's accent and her at the end of the E, he'll see the clause that says, I'm willing to ride with you until they sentence me to jail. And then I'll be like, you know what? I'm taking the plea deal instead because I'm a snitch. That's what it'll say over you.
I'm not a snitch. Look here, first and foremost, I deny anything. All claims right now.
That's not true.
You know how the cops would get you, Henny?
No.
It's so easy. No. All they have to do is get mint chocolate chip. ice cream and Henny is talking choo choo. She's talking to the cop. I'm in jail for life because she took a plea deal
over mint chocolate chip.
Yeah, you look like the type you gonna sacrifice. You know who they can bring
Emily.
In you know who they
bring
can
bring a Tumblr page for Emily. She's on it.
You know who they can
bring the Tumblr page for Emily. Tumblr, da 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 da. In fact, Emily, if they brought Harry Styles for you as your fucking bro,
they stole my idea. I was gonna say, damn it.
You know what? I might be willing to do a little immunity for that, man. But damn, you know, if they brought Harry Styles for you, I know immediately. And he's that bitch. Da da da. The words would come out before he was. Emily. he'll spell out the word Emily. Yeah, she was there. She fucking did it. And we did it this way. And we did it that way. And we moved this way. And we moved that way. Yeah, she did it. Take me now, Harry. Take me. Take me with you.
I would never. Okay. She is lying. If you just look at Henny, you just know an inch of ride or die is never near her fucking vocabulary, her lifestyle, her sleeping schedule. She just doesn't know how to ride or die with a nigga. You look like the type. I'm looking at you right now.
I know you're looking at me, but I'm really
69,
telling you
all those 69 memes is her.
No,
it's not. Her.
No, it's not.
Henny, you look like the type that when your mom is whooping everybody's ass, hey, remember what she did? Remember what she did? You said wash the dishes, and you know what she didn't do? Wash the dishes. You look like the type to take everybody down with you.
So no.
Say it with your chest.
No.
I
only, listen, Emily, you're only using one instance of that that's happened in my life recently against me.
I saw it.
But besides that,
money was involved in crime. Most crimes got
money
involved.
I was backed into a corner and I felt like I had no option. And it wasn't because I wasn't a ride or die. Literally everyone was against me. At that point, everyone had already turned their backs on me. So you know why I said I'm fucking up the whole crew? So yes, that's the one instance where I said everyone's going down. But other than that, I have been nothing but a loyal person. Henny loyal. Henny loyal.
Do you see how disgusting that sounds?
As opposed to Emily loyal?
Yeah.
Ew. Emily doesn't even...
It rhymes with royalty in MLA.
No, you know that. You know that.
A real queen must ride until die.
The queen of the snitches.
Oh, that looks like you. Is that a rat on your face?
You snitch thought.
I'm just saying. I wouldn't trust you, bro.
I would not trust you either. It goes to show, I will rob you.
What?
Yeah.
See? Look. Proof. What? I've never said anything about Robin, and now you say.
And now I'm going to rob you.
Henny's personality is coming through, y'all. You see what I'm saying? Not. She said she's going to rob
the
me.
The lovely listeners have known my personality for the year and a half that they spent with us. Okay?
Let's talk you about snitch, know that baby. Let's talk about you and you. Snitching.
We have no idea what we're doing, but all I know is Amalay is snitch corner. I woe to that snitch, and that's Amalay.
No, I feel like you the type to rob babies. Like
babies?
Yeah, you look like the
Do you know
type.
How well they sell in the black market?
Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Not that I condone baby selling.
Holy
I don't.
Oh my God.
I don't. But I'm just thinking. Do you know how well babies sell in the black market?
Ladies and gentlemen, we got them.
I'm a lay.
God, do you see her criminal mind? She's selling babies.
If anything, it goes to show you what a mastermind I am.
You're compromising our children. You're compromising our babies. You're ripping children out of their mothers and fathers' hands. Do you guys see who she is? She said she's gonna rob us. And then she said, you know who sells really well? Children, babies, infants. Fucking sell on the black market. This Pal Talk Real Talk. We know who the snitch is. I plead my case.
You know what? The people will have to see for themselves. When I see you on television with your hand behind your back, arrested, walking like a Cuba Gooding Jr. Dun, 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 dun.
Yo, I actually have a question. What type of crime would you be arrested for? I'd be arrested for being too sexy. I wake up sexy every morning.
You know who says that? Fucking losers. Fucking losers.
Hey, bitch, I'm a loser.
I wake up every morning feeling sexy.
No, I didn't say I feel sexy. I said I wake up sexy.
I wake up every morning sexy.
It's a crime to wake up beautiful, and I commit that crime since I was a child. I came out of my mom's, and I was committing a crime.
The people with the lowest amount of self, the most amount of game say that.
Really?
I wake up feeling sexy, knowing deep down they write in their journal, please God, let me have an inch of sexy.
No, I think that would be my crime. My crime would be I would get arrested for.
You have to have a real crime. No, that's not a real crime.
Wait a second. You don't think being.
It's not real. It's to you and to the people who love you.
I'm sorry, but.
But it is not real.
Henny thinks, listen, there's a lot of struggles in this world. And being a beautiful woman, I'm talking about flawlessly being beautiful. I'm talking about every inch of God's creation is in me. That type of beauty. It is hard being a beautiful woman in this world. All my beautiful women and men out there, you guys feel my pain. Tell them it is harder to be beautiful in this world than to have a personality. And I have none.
Yeah, you've said that before. You have no personality.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. So I'm saying it's
but
a
But I'm telling you right now, you cannot go to jail for being, quote-unquote, beautiful.
Yeah, I can.
I wake up feeling sexy. It's just the worst thing I ever heard. It's cringe.
It's not cringe.
It's cringe.
It's not cringe.
Well, it's cringe.
Listen, it's like would you rather things. Wake up with
what
a woman
would you
like
really
me
go to jail for?
For being beautiful.
Besides that, I'm like,
Henny,
a real
being beautiful
I feel
hard.
Like I'd go to jail for robbing a bank. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Damn.
I feel like I'd go to jail for robbing a bank. On some La Casa de Papel money heist shit.
Yeah. So this, you know what this concludes to me? That you are a criminal. Like, she has proven so many things. I gave you guys an innocent. You are the snitch in this
I am
thing.
Not
because
a
she
crimin-
said, you know what I would go to. You said, look,
you know what I think now? That no, you know what I'm thinking now? I'm thinking if you were arrested for hypothetically being waking up sexy, right?
Ooh, and they, that just sounds so nice.
Hypothetically. That's where I put the hypotheticals in.
It's real.
Waking up sexy.
Okay.
And they tell you, we are going to waterboard you. We are going to do everything that they do to make you feel unsexy. There goes your real snitch will come out. I feel like your snitchness is so deep rooted in your core. You don't even recognize it. But I, the woman.
Listen, if you're gonna waterboard me, listen, before that water even starts, I'm saying it. Waterboarding is
before
just,
the water even pours.
It was her. Water,
it was officer.
I'm like,
I wonder if I can survive a waterboard.
I'm not. No, God forbid that ever happens. That is terrible.
It is a terrible thing.
No, I do not agree with none of that.
It's such a simple thing, though.
But do you realize? Do you realize how your mind just goes towards the criminal route? And mine just said something just so simple. I said I would get arrested for being absolutely beautiful or waking up sexy.
It's because I put a real.
I'm gonna rob a bank.
I wouldn't say that because unfortunately, and actually, fortunately, it is true. But unfortunately, it's not a real crime. Okay, the only crime is
fine.
Being a badass.
I'm not gonna lie to you. The only crime I would get arrested for is Jordan Belfort's crimes. If somebody has lived my life, it is the Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh yeah,
I have
listen,
never
when he
been
took
desired.
Those quaaludes. Yeah, when he took those quaaludes, I was like, yo,
damn,
this guy's fucking cool.
I think if we take out all the sex and the excessive drugs and all that and the hookers and stuff, man, that man was living my life. Not gonna lie to you. Wolf of Wall Street was just the way
he should have won an Oscar for that.
Absolutely,
that movie, was this Beth
that's
role.
Literally one of my favorite movies ever. I love that,
I love
movie
that
so much.
Yeah, I'm Liz a criminal.
Snitch.
So the title of the episode is going to be called "No Friends for Frank," because as you guys know, I am just incapable of finding a long-lasting friendship. In this world, it is like the kryptonite that just keeps on coming. I just can't
with male friends. With male friends, that's what the problem is.
Yeah, I don't care about women. I don't care. Do women even deserve rights? I'm just kidding.
Oh Lord,
I'm just kidding.
Go on though.
But it just it's
Frank. Goes, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So please. Frank,
I am. I'm going through a lot.
Frank, as of right now, is experiencing a lot of pain because I, on the other hand, do not believe that men and women can be friends. One, I just don't believe. I believe that men are created to be the maids of women. The backbone of a woman is a man. You know what I mean? You are my
slave. I know what you're trying to say.
You are a whore,
a property,
and I will. Treat you as you are
a whore.
I appreciate all the whores out there. To all you men going to work, thank you so much
for being a whore.
Yep, because you're providing for me. I appreciate it because only whores go out in the streets and get money,
especially during Corona. Whore.
Oh yeah, and I'm a pimp named Slickback.
My name is a pimp named Slickback.
Wait, a pimp
named Slickback? Yes,
because I got Slickback. My bitches, you know.
Thank you very much.
But anyways, so Frank, on the other hand, you know, my theories stay with my theories. Frank, why are you losing guy friends consistently on a daily basis, every year?
You don't have to constantly rub it in, Emily.
Sorry, go ahead.
Rub it in. Good God.
Go ahead, Frank.
You know, I honestly just think that everyone keeps thinking it's me, right? It's not. I try and try and try. I put my all into friendships more than I put into relationships. I don't care about no nigga unless you're trying to be my friend.
Like, facts. I've been there.
I put my all into guy friends than I have into boyfriends. I don't care about y'all. But it just hurts that like they don't reciprocate the energy the same way. I just feel like I cannot catch a break. A lifelong lasting guy friend who has no romantic interest in me whatsoever, who looks at me like I'm family. And the type of family he doesn't want to smash, you know? So that's what I've always wanted. I just can't get it.
So what has led to the downfall of friendships with these men?
They all end up breaking up with me. I'm late.
Where did the first one start? Let's talk about your first male friend. I want to know.
Feels like a therapy.
Go ahead,
thing.
Man.
Honestly, I feel like I made my first male friend was, are you talking about like elementary school?
Yeah, I just want to know where the desire to for
he
you.
He moved away. Elementary school.
Okay.
Then I ended up having girlfriends, and then girlfriends didn't want to be my friends, so I ended up being by myself for a little bit. Then I made one friend who then wanted to turn into
Imagine Chicken
friends.
Little. This is who she is right now.
Yeah. You know, I had one guy friend who turned to no friends, and then I had girlfriends, and then went to no friends, and then I had friends who ended up not being my real friends. And then in high school, I met guys who I thought were my friends, and we were cool and kicking it, and then we graduated, so life went on, you know? We moved on. I moved here. No friends again, aside from my two girlfriends. No friends. Actually, Emily, we weren't even close at 10, so I had one girlfriend, no friends. So, and then, you know, like, after I tried throughout college, I had
Wait, so you didn't have any guy friends in college? Like, the prime of guy friends?
No, not that I remember. Sorry. I don't really remember any other friends. It was just an associate friend. Like, there were cool people. But they weren't a best friend, somebody I talked to in the middle of the night. No. not then.
Okay. So what do you seek or what do you get from male guy friends that you don't get from women?
I like the perspective of male conversation. I feel like from a lot of women, women and I have the same conversations. We have like the same mindset, you know. Sometimes when me and Emily and our friends and they are talking together, like, I understand this. I understand them before they understand me. Like, we get each other really well. But I just don't get that same advice that I'm looking for. And I want that same advice from a man. And I just can't seem to find it. And if I do get that advice, it really helps me construct, like, where do I want to go in this? And I need that, like, balance. It's balance, you know. I'm looking for balance. And I can't seem to get that. And I had a really, really good friend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After I went viral on Twitter. Side plug. after I went viral on Twitter in 2018, I ended up having loads of DMs. It was like the best time for me. DMs after DMs. I mean, it was crazy because I was a girl who went from no DMs to all DMs. And it was just insane. And then, of course, this guy and I became really cool friends. We were great friends. Our friendship lasted for quite a few months, I'd say, like, to be honest. So me and this guy were really good friends. I mean, I'm not the type of person, I always used to wonder why girls and guys would talk to each other for hours. I was like, I can't stand being on the phone. That shit's stupid. That shit is weird. Like, on the phone all the time, wasting our T-Mobile minutes, I can't imagine that. So I was one of you guys. I became one of y'all. When all of a sudden, I had no choice but to start talking to the guy, and it flowed conversation. And then I understood why girls talk to men all the time. And had long-lasting conversations that I just keep up, you know?
Why don't you tell the truth?
Okay, officer. What basically happened was so-and-so friend had a romantic romantic interest in me. And I just didn't feel the romantic interest back. I kind of kept feeling it being pushed my way, but I just trying really hard to deflect it, like really, really hard to deflect it. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I really fucking care about us though. Like, don't do this. Don't do this. Then one day I think he just kind of felt fed up with me and just ghosted me. Came back 9 months later, wrote me his quick message, ghosted me again. And that was the end of our friendship. R.I.P.
Is that the first time that a relationship like that ended?
Or yeah, did you have another more? Time, a friendship, the year before, a friendship had ended because another person was involved.
Mm, how so?
Well, basically, this person had a thing for a person that I knew. And when
feelings Penny was a third wheel, basically.
Basically. It was a great relationship. My end, at least. I loved it. And when it wasn't reciprocated, when it wasn't reciprocated for him, then it sort of went to just being the two of us. And then he's like, yo, I don't even know I'm talking to you. Goodbye. So he kind of just left me like that.
So he basically was there because he had an interest in one of your friends.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden when their relationship ended, he said, goodbye, hell.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, he started staying around for like a month or so, but then it sort of fizzled out after that. And then he just really didn't want much to do with the bad bitch.
Oh. So how does it feel to continuously go back to something that's just not working?
You know what it feels like?
Tell me, how does that feel like?
I always wonder why girls go back to a bad relationship. It's me. I'm constantly going back to a bad relationship. I'm girls. I know it's toxic because I've been rejected time and time and time again. It's the one part where when I get rejected, I actually feel it.
Yeah.
At that point, I really don't give a fuck. I'm just like, okay, feelings are feelings and we can move on. But this one is like, oh, ouch. I can't get it.
So what is the newest one that I recently discovered that went down?
Newest one and I were really, really cool friends.
How long have you guys known each other?
About 2 years.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
We weren't like best friends or anything like that, but we were cordial with each other. Then recently, over the past year, we were pretty good friends. And then it sort of dwindled down. And then I confronted him about it recently. And then he just sort of told me that because I was affiliated with somebody else, he couldn't be affiliated with me.
Damn.
Which really hurt me. That fucking broke my soul.
I'm so sorry.
It hurts, you know, because I feel like I put the energy in there. Why am I constantly going?
The energy of men continuously disappointing you.
I am constantly being rejected. At this point, the next one that holds on to me better wife me fucking down. Like, better wife me down. Because there is no...
Can I insert my little...
I want to put it platonically wife me down. Platonically wife me down.
Can I insert my little opinion?
Yes, please insert your opinion.
I think you hold really highly the whores of this world, you know? Like, you forget what men are made for. You think that men are made for friendships when they are just made for the bedroom, you know? You just hold respect for something that shouldn't be respected. And you're not abiding by the womanhood rules that I am a leader. I am a leader in womanhood. You know, I fight for our rights. I tell these whores, they're nothing but whores. And when I say bitches, I mean men, majority of the time. When I say these bitches, you know exactly what's going down. And bitches is a gender neutral term, but mostly it's for the male species. So you are trying to respect, and something in your ancestry blood is rejecting this because it's like you are not following our rules, Henny. You think
so? You're telling me my main reason for my persistent downfall is because I shouldn't be treating men like people and should be treating them like whores.
Absolutely.
I understand where you're coming from because part of me is like, whore. Every time I see them, whore. I just want to scream it, whore, whore, whore.
Yes.
But the other part of me is just like, friends.
Respecting a man is like letting a child die of hunger. Wanted to have like a perfect guy friend, what would that physically look like? What attributes does that person have? What kind of, you know, chemistry would y'all have? Talk to us.
I'd have to have a good chemistry, obviously.
Okay.
But I want great, great chemistry. So, because I want to be able to connect with you without having to say shit. Like, you just get me, you know? Kind of really good. Like, we balance well off of each other. That's what I really want. I want slightly sexual chemistry, where it's like, is there going to be there? Is it not going to be there? We'll see. But we know it's not going to be there because, no, above all else, I want it platonically. Don't you fucking try it. Don't you try it. But I want the tease of trying it. You know, let me get close to you. Let me hold you down. Let me pet you right there. Like, let me caress you right there. But know that you will never attain any of this because it's forbidden platonically.
What the hell? Yo, what the hell, bro? That's not fair.
Why?
We could
both do it to each other. He could do it to me too. Knowing that we're just...
No wonder you're losing guy friends from left and right. The way I asked you literally to describe a friendship and you want somebody to crush you and your back and stuff. Bro, no.
No, Emily, you're not getting it. You're not getting it right, Emily. Hold on.
Describe it right because this is your friendship. I don't know.
It's still a friendship. I'm trying to say this.
Okay, I have never been advocated for men, but at this point right now, bros, slap a bitch once or twice. This is not a friend you should go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on. Let me reiterate, okay? I want the people to know that. Just know what
you
I'm
started
thinking.
Writing a novel like a 60-year-old woman with menopause going through it.
I am
the
writing
cross of a man.
A 50 Shades novel. Okay, so
go ahead, sis.
Physically, I'm not a person who judges physically. Obviously, it'd be nice to have someone cute because I'm cute. Why not? You know, two cute people together, right?
Enough ratio where we can make a cute couple, but like
they know that it's not going
to
happen.
Again, exactly. You failed. Why are you trying to picture yourself? What a friend. This is a friendship.
No, Emily, it's not even like that. See, you're fucking testing me. Who told you to do that?
You literally said, I'm describing a guy friend, and then physically you're like, I wanted us to be kind of cute together, where people are like, oh my God, you guys
are
so
cute. That's a test.
Cute.
You tested
Look at
me.
What you did.
You tricked me. Well, what?
Congratulations. You've tricked me a couple episodes. Welcome back.
You tricked me. Okay. Hold on. Let me read.
Physically,
as I said, I have no preference. I would like to be tall, but I really don't care physically because physically it doesn't matter because I'm not going to be attracted to you like that, right?
So these men matter. You better describe them physically.
I mean, like, I have no physical
preference.
All
my guy friends, 6 feet and
all
above,
my guy friends have been different, okay? They've been different. They've been black. They've been Mexican.
But you know what they all have in common? Rejecting you.
Bam. Oh, bop. Bada bop. Boom. Pow.
Oh! You fucking whore. I don't want to do this episode. You're going to consistently diss me.
I'm sorry. I'm behaving.
I'm just
behaving.
Kidding. No, you can go ahead. But that was actually really good.
Thanks.
That was actually really good. That was really good.
Yeah. All right, go on.
Physically, I don't really have a preference, as you said. Like, it doesn't matter. It is what it
okay,
is.
So what's the chemistry like? What qualities, what attributes does your friend have?
First of all, my friend has to be very supportive to me. Okay? I want a very supportive person, loyal to a fault. So loyal. When you're all about me, but you're also all about everybody. But you know, then I'm number one in your life.
Solid.
Oh, solid, right?
Yeah.
You know I'm number one in your life. And then I want someone who's caring, someone who's spontaneous, and someone who can get the jokes. I want someone who I can laugh with because I have very, very different jokes that I tell. Like, how do we explain our chemistry? It is, if we can
versatile?
Get along. Yeah, I have a very versatile range of jokes. So if you can laugh with me and you can laugh, you can make me laugh. I feel like we're great friends right there, right away. And also, we need to have really good chemistry so that, like, our banter flows really well with each other. Like, I'm a very flirty person, so if I want to flirt with you, you can flirt back without it getting there. That's the big thing. I want to flirt with you, and you can flirt back, and it never gets there. And I don't mind. Little hug. that's a little too close, but knows they'll never go there. Yeah, you know, I can't explain it, but if you, it's chemistry, man. We're in, I just want to be in sync with someone so much that first person I call, second person I call, you're right there, always answering my call. I love it.
You can't describe a friendship without saying a hug, but like not to hug, to know the line shall not be crossed. that's not a friendship.
That is a friendship.
If your guy friend gets a girlfriend and then she's uncomfortable. What?
Oh, wait, uncomfortable?
I'm not done yet. What if she's uncomfortable with you being his friend?
Damn, that really sucks. I would be really hurt because then he would have to. I would respect her. Why wouldn't I respect her? But I would honestly let her know, like, I'm not attracted to your nigga. Like, that's not my thing. He's just my guy. And I can distance myself if that makes you happy. But, bitch, I came first at the same time, too. So I don't know what you're talking about.
See? You know, I'm not gonna lie to you, I stopped being friends with a girl because she thought that her boyfriend liked me, which can't blame him. But that's not the point that I stopped being friends with her. I stopped being friends with her because she associated my self-worth and the type of girl I am to think that I would go for a guy that she would go for. I looked at her like, look at him and look at me. You really associating me and my self-worth towards him? I said, have some respect for me because clearly you don't.
See,
made me so mad.
Damn.
See, not everybody wants your man, sis.
That's a really tricky question because I hear that a lot. But to be quite fully honest.
Because I think here's where it's not fair. What if you have a guy friend and then your boyfriend or husband is uncomfortable with that situation? How are you going to go about it? See, I choose my husband. Goodbye.
See, I would never ever. I never put myself in a position where I would make my partner uncomfortable with my friend. I think that there needs to be boundaries set, which should be set initially in the friendship anyway. Like, hey, we're never going to be together. And you have to, and just like you have a girlfriend, I'm going to respect her and you're going to respect my man. Like, it's not going to be a difference because I obviously know in that point, their relationship cuts above more from my friendship.
Not going to lie, if I was in a mood, I'd probably be like, oh, I'll tell my girlfriend, I'm going to go. But like, and then I might hug my guy friend a little linger. Just be like,
I would never do something that would be incredibly uncomfortable to both my partner and his partner. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I kind of like testing the waters.
See, that's the thing. It's a test. The only thing that should be tested is the banter.
Yeah, but I wouldn't necessarily, but here's the thing. I just get very, very like tricky about men and women being friends. It's the fact that when they have a relationship, I would feel really, really sad that I have to stop being friends with somebody because like they got a girlfriend or they got married and then you just can't fuck them the same way. Cause I'm like, man, I really cared about that person and that friendship so much that if when it's gone, I don't know, that's why I can't be friends with men is because I'm like, damn, like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I've had my feelings hurt of guy friends before where they got in relationships and then I got left in the dust and I was like, oh God. And it really hurt my feelings because I just cared about them as a person. And losing a friendship is a lot harder in my eyes and a lot sadder than losing a relationship.
That's true.
So it's just like, to me, I care so much about my friendships that I want to put into people that I know that it's like reciprocal and I know it's safe, you know? With men and women being friends, it's just like,
I know men and women can be friends. There is no, first of all, don't take my failed relationships to prove that it doesn't work. Don't listen to that.
Somebody said the A in my name stands for always being right, and I have two A's in my name,
so and I have one A right,
but I'm double right. I'm always right about shit,
and I have an I that says in case I'm right.
Oh, and I have an E that stands for excellent,
and I have two N's that say nevertheless
and
I'm right.
I have an M for married bitch with only her husband
and
as
I have
her
an
best friend.
H that says, however, I am right.
So. And I ran out of. Oh, and I have an L that says, lonely.
So yeah, no. But yeah, no. That's a tricky situation. But I feel like just.
Because even
that's
if you're, but here's
but
the thing,
honestly,
that's
here's
your
thing.
Friend.
That's
but
my
then,
friend.
Like, their partner is probably not thinking like that. It's
but
uncomfortable.
But honestly, have that conversation with your friend and your friend's partner, that it would never go there. Especially it would be much easier if your friend, like me, had a partner. Then it'd be like, oh, two partners hanging out together. But I don't think there's a necessity to have it become such a problem where it's like, oh, I feel uncomfortable with her. I mean, you shouldn't be uncomfortable with your friend's friends. That way it would mean that your partner, your the guy should be uncomfortable with you having guy friends. And I don't think that that should be happening. I think we should be able to live in a world where we'll be okay with that as long as there's nobody, there's crossing no one boundaries. Crossing the boundaries. As if there are boundaries put into that, then you're all set to go. And here's, there should be no problem whatsoever.
I'm going to play a little devil advocate. What if your boyfriend, right, that your boyfriend, one of his friends, ends up becoming one of your friends? Like, how does that make it work? Saying, I just want to know, if you have a girlfriend, all of a sudden you start becoming cool with her friends, and then you start, you know, hanging on her friends more. What if you become friends with his friends? How would
was it
that
before
look?
Or after I dated him?
No, you're together. You're together, and then you became friends with his friends.
I'd still set a boundary, but I'd be cool with it.
I don't know.
I put a boundary in it. Because, I mean, like, I respect my man's
what if first. What if you find first. One of his friends so freaking funny? And you're just like, oh my God, I wish I ended up with him because he's so funny. Why am I here with you?
That's a very tricky situation, Emily. Don't be putting people in the box like that. Come on.
Oh my gosh, he's so funny. Why did I play so myself?
It's kind of like that situation where they say you're dating somebody and then he introduces you to his friends and then you realize he's the ugliest of his friends. Woo. Just the...
That's never happened to me at all. I always choose really wonderful.
Okay, we people. Get it.
I feel like if I'm attracted to somebody, you can't change my mind.
Okay, we get it.
Loyalty runs in my
blood. Listen, man.
I'm trying to look for a husband here.
it seems like you're really pressed for this.
Loyalty. No, just kidding. But no, 1-800,
seriously though. A Malay's looking for a husband hotline.
So what would happen if you ended up becoming friends with one of like his guy friends and you ended up being super cool? With, like, how would that?
There has to be. I'm cool with anybody. I can set boundaries. I'm not
so you don't think that. Your
testing boyfriend temptation?
No, that's not what I'm saying. So you don't think that you should be friends with your boyfriend's friends?
If my man is okay with it, then why shouldn't I be okay with it?
Really?
Obviously it's his friends.
Really?
I feel like as long as I'm not making him uncomfortable, like I'd be okay with it.
I wouldn't even laugh around my man's friends. I'd be like, hey, okay, keep it buck.
He tells this funny ass joke and you're just gonna be like, crickets.
Yep. Every time I want my
wait,
man.
You're telling me you were going to sit there while your man and his friends are laughing about something and you're just going to go.
No, nope, I'm not laughing. Cricket. Nothing about his friends are funny. Like, I just don't get it. I'm not going to let you. I'll be the asshole every single time. Your girlfriend's an asshole. I know. Like, I want it like that. I want you to know that.
I can't imagine that. I'm sorry.
I'll be cool with them. I'm not going to be rude and stuff, but I'm not going to laugh.
You're not gonna laugh. You're gonna. What if it's really funny and you snicker and it just comes out?
I'm not gonna lie to you, my friend. I easily laugh.
Yeah, and you have a very loud laugh too. I know. So,
but I'm saying I would never do that. I'd be like, your friends are your friends, but I don't want to be friends with your friends. If I'm being quite honest, I have no interest of being friends with his friends.
I'm cool with anybody. So as long as I'm being, as long as I'm being loyal and I'm being truthful, like, and there's honesty and communication there, then. Fuck it. The more the merrier.
Really? Because to me, I tell the truth. I say right away in a relationship, if I'm going exclusive with somebody, I'm going to be like, I just want to give you a heads up. Your friends are not my friends.
I think that's a really weird way of handling things.
I just think, you know, it's just bound. It's just those are boundaries.
Those are some strict ass boundaries.
Not really.
You should be okay with being friends with your friends.
I'm cool. No, I'm cool with them, but I'm not going to be friends with them. Like, that. Those aren't my friends. That's his friends. I'd like, it's kind of like separate.
They're friends by association.
I'd be like, hey, hi guys, how going? That's it. That's also hi. I'm going to give them their highs, but I'm not going
to. I'm going to be cool with them. They're my association at the end of the day. So why would I be mad?
I don't know. I just thought
you and I are different.
We really are so much more. No, because it's kind of like separating. Like, I have different friends groups that I separate. I feel like my boyfriend's friends are just a separation of his. You know what I mean? Like, to me, those aren't people that I'm like highly invested to really get to know. Because at the end of the day, I just feel like those are his friends, and I just don't want to cross that line. I don't want to. It's like I'm gonna be cool with them, but I really don't have any interest of like. Unless he says, but at the end of the day, please respect me enough to know that I don't want to be friends with your friends. Like, I have my own friends. I'm good.
Damn. That's rough.
I don't know, because I feel like boundaries can be crossed, and I'm trying to prevent boundaries from being crossed.
I don't think, I know myself. I'm very good at not having anything happen. I'm very good.
On your that's the thing. It's your end. But I don't know other people's
end. I make it
end.
Known right now. That's the number one thing with friendship. I make it known. Like, I do not want you. Once you decide to be a friend, know that this kitty cat will never open for you. It's just not going to happen. Like, I'm not going to be attracted to you. It is done. You and I are just going to be friends, and that's a wrap. I will never test that. I've never tested that in the 20-something years that I've been here. I've never tested that because I don't want to.
Do you see that? But that's
and
you.
And that's what got me kicked out of the last friendship. Yeah. Because he didn't want to be my friend. He wants to be my friend.
But that's your end and not the other person's end. You know
no,
what I
you
mean?
Make it clear to the other person, though. I think if the other person knows where you lie and where you stand, he's not going to push it. There's no boundaries. And you let that known. If you're going to be like, yo, you my guy's friend, or you're just that, you're just going to be my friend, and that's a wrap. then you push it, and it should be known at that point that commitment will never happen. I think if you have that communication with somebody, no, it will never happen. You will just be my buddy. I'm going to help you out. You help you out. We'll talk, and that's a wrap.
My gosh, you're so passionate about it. You really are. I'm not going to lie to you, honey. I give you props, but I, on the other hand, I stay away from things that don't have a clear answer in life. It's either to me, like, it makes sense, it doesn't make sense, it doesn't fit with my life, it fits with my life.
There have been some very, very successful friendships in life. And I think that if you're able to have the communication with your friend and know that it's just going to be a platonic friendship and it won't happen, then it's great.
I feel like if any,
and I'm not going to deny that sometimes there haven't been really good romantic relationships that have built off of friendships.
But time out, honey. I think that why is it that men and women have to have a conversation about how clear the relationship is? It's platonic. While when our same gender that we're friends with, we never have conversations like that. Oh, you and I, we're just friends. There could nothing be more. I just see you as a friend. But men and women have to have to see what I'm saying.
Like, I think when it comes to same gender, it depends on like same sex. They'll be like, I'm not intrigued like that.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like if somebody is my friend, why do I have to have a conversation about it?
It goes multiple ways.
So, honey, despite our differences in this topic, how are you able to find the perfect guy friend?
So, previously, I found a lot of friendships through social media. Some have worked, none have worked. None have worked. I've also had friends through, like, in town and stuff through word of mouth. Also have not worked. So, right now, I'm going to be looking wherever God lets me, you know? I might just cruise on Bumble BFF and look for the male section and just be like right off bat, because I'm on Bumble now, so let me just make it like known on the male BFF. I want a male BFF. That's it. Here are my criteria. If you fit it, contact me. If you don't contact me, please.
What is the perfect, if you had the perfect time to hang out with a guy friend, what is the thing that you would want to do?
Honestly, I feel like I'd be cool with, like, oh, man. First of all, I got David Buster's. I'm going to kill you. Why? That's our spit?
I was like, you better not say that.
It's not. Dave and Buster's has actually been more me and my other friends than has been a guy. I don't think I've ever
She's broken that. Everybody's virginity at that place. You've never been there? Come on. Let's go.
I have. I've taken a lot of people to Dave and Buster's. Oh, my God. It's my favorite place. Please, Dave and Buster's, open back up. It's lonely out in these streets, and I want to play some games.
But go on,
and
though.
I also have a pyramid $500 scheme, so I want to spend it.
Child.
But no, I think I'd be cool. First of all, I got a Nintendo 64 and no one wants to play with me in my house, so I want to be able to play Nintendo 64 with my friends. I'm gonna be honest, I want to play Nintendo 64. I got shitload of games, right? Shitload of fucking games, and I want to play those games. Obviously, some of these players are multiplayer games. As much as I like playing with computer, Nintendo 64 doesn't have like one of those Xbox things where you can play online gaming. It just doesn't do that. So I want like someone to play good video games with me. To spread the word. Honey is looking for a friend, okay? The spot gets filled up pretty quickly. So once the spot gets filled up, it's done. It's like a call sheet. It's a wrap after that. So I'm just letting y'all know. And in that, I guess we'll conclude the episode, right, Emily?
Yeah, I guess so. To let us know whose side you're on.
Men and women can be friends, and they can definitely hold boundaries, and they can have a lifelong sustaining friendship that can blend in with multiple partners, and their partners can have lifelonging friendships, and it can just be one family of friendships, and it's great, and it's beautiful, and it's a beautiful thing, and I love it, and I love it, and I want it, and I want it, and I need it, I need it, and I want it, I want it. That's it.
And on the reality point of view of things,
they're not.
My point of view is more realistic than your fantasy, Monica. I'm just saying.
It's reality.
It's fantasy. It's fantasy. But let us know whose side you're on. Well, you don't have to tell me what my side at all, because this is an episode about Henny and how she keeps losing guy friends. Frank the Frankless Hoe.
Frank the Frankless Hoe.
So yeah, that concludes this episode of Pal Talk Real Talk.
Take care of yourself. Be good to your health, mental health. Do something good. And find me a friend.